Adar and over to Esmon, where it will turn, join the Wadi of Egypt and end at the Mediterranean Sea. So I will pass it to Pastor Luis for the message, and everybody can have a seat.
Greetings in the Lord, peace for everybody, brothers and sisters.
我们今天讲一个主题，叫实现神给你的生命的蓝图。
The theme that we're going to cover today is to fulfill God's plan for your life.
我们讲这个题目之前，我们想，你知道上帝对我们的人生是有计划，有他的心意的吗？
Before we get into the topic, I want to ask a question. Do you know that God has a purpose and also a plan for your life?
上帝对我们的人生是有心意、有计划的。
God has a plan and also His will for our life.
重要的是我们清不清楚。
The important thing is whether we know that or not.
我们有没有进入到神的一个的运行和带领当中。
And whether we are going to enter into the promises of God.
我们的人生不是糊里糊涂的。
So our life is not to live a confusing life.
是有神让我们进入到当中的。
There is a path that God wants us to walk onto.
刚才谢谢温神给我们所念的34章的一段的经文。
Thanks to Vincent for reading the passage from Numbers chapter 34.
他只是念了一小部分内容。
He only read part of it for us.
因为在上一章的时候是讲的是从出埃及一直到迦南地。 入口的那个约旦河边的整一个的旷野的一个路程。
So in the last chapter, it described the whole journey in the wilderness, starting from leaving Egypt and then going to the eastern entry of Canaan, which is along River Jordan.
这是对整一个的旷野路程的一个回顾跟总结。
It is a conclusion and also reflection of the whole journey in the wilderness.
我们刚才所念的经文就是讲到上帝为以色列人画了一个边界。
What we have just read was how God has defined the boundaries for the Israelites.
并且选定了分地的领袖。
He has also designated who would be the tribal leaders.
我们来看一个这个图。
Let's take a look at the map.
上帝给以色列人画的那个 迦南美地是哪样的边界呢？
The good land of Canaan that God has allotted to Israelites. So how did it look like?
因为在南界这个地方是跟那个埃及那个沙漠是邻近的一个地方。
On the south side is the neighbor of the desert of Egypt.
西界就是那边就是地中海了。
On the west is Mediterranean Sea.
北界就是现在的黎巴嫩那个地方。
And to the top, the north is actually where Lebanon is today.
还是有以巴冲突的那个经常发生的地方。
And that's where Israel and also Pakistan has conflicts over there a lot of times.
然后东界是约旦河。
And to the east of it is River Jordan.
所以神给以色列人画了一个地方。
So God has clearly defined an area for the Israelites.
这个四围就是神给以色列人留乃隐秘之地。
And within this boundary is the good land of Canaan that has flowing milk and honey.
这个地方是画得清清楚楚的。
The whole area is defined very clearly.
这个地方不大。
The place is not big at all.
以俄罗斯、美国、加拿大来说是没办法比的。
If we compare this land to Russia, to United States, and to Canada, nothing can be comparable.
大家知道吗？好东西不需要大。
But do we know that? Things that are good, it doesn't need to be big.
因为你戴戒指、钻戒的时候，一克拉、两克拉就够了。
If you have a ring, a diamond ring, 1 to 2 carat is good enough.
不需要像面包那么大。
It doesn't need to be like a bun.
所以神给他的这个地方也是非常好的一个地方。
And the land that God had given Israel is actually a very good land.
在这个小小的地方里边，什么东西都有。
In this relatively small place, it has everything.
你在世界上其他地方很难找到这样的一个类似 model 的一个地方。
It's so hard to find in other places in the world that can be like this one.
里边有高山，有低谷。
You can find mountains and valleys.
有富饶的地方，也有荒漠。
The places that are really rich and abundant, but they're also deserts.
有生命之湖，也有死亡之海。
You can find the living river, and you can find the Dead Sea.
这块地方就是在亚非欧的一个中心的地方。
And it is in the heart of Asia, Africa, and Europe.
这很重要。
It is very important.
包括现在在把以哈冲突的这样一个事件当中，把所有的国家都牵动起来。
What is happening currently is the conflict between Israel and also Hamas, and that incident has drawn the attention of all the major world powers.
影响了全世界。
And it impacted the whole world.
这个地方就是世界之眼 eye.
And this is the place that we call the eye of the world.
神把以色列放在迦南地这个地方，就成为世界的舞台。
God put Israel in this very location to become the stage of the world.
将圣经的内容、圣经的话展示给世界人看。
So that people in the world can see how God's words can be revealed to them.
弥赛亚救主就从这个地方出来。
And our Messiah, our Savior, he is coming from here.
刚才我们看到这块地是分给九个半支派的。
What we are seeing right now is the land is divided and to be allotted to 9 tribes.
那还有两个半支派呢？
And what about the other 2.5 tribes?
他们在约旦河东已经分到地了。
They settled across from River Jordan.
这个地方是流便、加德和马拿西支派这东面的这一块地方。
And it is to the east side of it, and the 2.5 tribes, they are the Reuben, Gad, and also half of the Manasseh.
他们觉得这个地方好，所以他们就留下来了。
They thought that's a very good land, and so they decided to settle down there.
这是他们的选择。
That was their choice.
没有，它并不是应许地之内。
But it was not part of the promised land.
我们看到神给以色列的应许之地是清清楚楚的。
We can see that what God has promised to be the land for Israelites is defined very clearly.
刚才我们是有意让大家念一下这段经文。
I intentionally had everyone to read the passage.
你会发现这一段的经文里面好多的地名是很难读的。
And probably you have found that a lot of places, the name of the places over there are really hard to pronounce.
我们知道 Vincent 刚才念这段经文的时候念的是很辛苦的。
And we knew that when Vincent read all those names, it had to be pretty challenging.
为了什么呢？
And why did we do that?
就是要告诉我们神允许以色列人的地是清清楚楚的。
And that is to make sure we know that.For what God has promised Israelites, He defined it very, very carefully and clearly.
南地在哪个地方？
What is the end to the south?
从哪里到哪里，又从哪里绕到哪里？
From where to where, and then where to make a turn to turn to somewhere else.
就是神所描述的这个地方，就好像是我们的门牌那个样子，那么真实。
The way that God described the place or the location is as precise.As our street's number.
所以神就是要告诉我们，他的应许是真实的，是可以实现的。
What God wanted to tell us is His promise is real, is concrete, and can be achieved.
当亚伯拉罕到了100岁都还没有一个儿子的时候，他就应许他的孩子，他的后裔将像天上的星星、地上的沙那么的多。
When Abraham turned 100 years old, but still didn't have a son, a kid. God promised him that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore.
果然神给了他们。
And that actually happened.
当以色列人被掳到巴比伦的时候，神允许他们70年以后回到自己的家园，再重新建设自己的家园。
When the Israelites were captured and captivated in Babylon, God promised them that they will return and they will rebuild the home after 70 years.
这件事情应验了。
And that happened again.
神允许弥赛亚救主在这个地方出来。
God has promised that Messiah, the Savior, will come from this place.
已经来了。
And he came.
将来必耶稣基督必重新回来。
And one day,Jesus will come back.
所有这些都是具体是可以实现的。
Everything that we just talked about are very specific and all those will happen.
当耶稣复活以后，他跟多余的那个多马说，你可以过来摸摸我的手，再来探一下我的肋骨。
After Jesus' resurrection, he told the doubting Thomas that, put your finger here, see my hands.Reach out your hand and put it into my side.
来看看我是真实的。
And just to see that I am real.
包括我们今天去到以色列这个地方，我们仍然找得到耶稣跟这些门徒打鱼还有生活的地方。
If we go to Israel today, we can still find the places that Jesus lived and also fished with his disciples.
上帝为对我们的在圣经里面对我们的应许也是真实和具体可以实现的。
What God has promised us in the Bible is as real as concrete and those will happen.
上帝也给我们划定了一个边界。
God has also
划定的那个
God has also demonstrated our boundaries.
神也给我们量度我们的婚姻、我们的家庭、我们的生活、我们的工作。
He guided our marriage, our family, our job.
使徒行传17:26-27有这么一段经文这么说。
So from Acts chapter 17, verse 26 and 27 is that?
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上。并且预先定准他们的年限和他所住的疆界。
From one man he made all the nations, that they would inhabit the whole world, and he marked out the appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him.
我们的人生，上帝也给我们划定了一个疆界。
Actually, in our whole life, God has also defined the boundaries for us.
我们这一生在哪个地方度过
？Where are we spending our life？
我们在哪个地方工作？做什么工作
？Where do we work and what kind of job that we are doing？
我们的专长是什么
？What is my strength？
我们是爱跳舞呢，唱歌呢，还是说我们喜欢玩电脑、玩机械？
Do I like dancing and singing, or do I prefer computers and mechanics?
神给了我们一个框架，一个疆界。
God has set a skeleton for us.
不仅如此，给我们的生命也画了一个疆界。
Not only the boundary is for our life.
我们可以有多大的潜力来能够显示耶稣基督的形象在我们身上
？The potential of how we can reflect.Jesus' life in our life.
这些都在圣经的蓝图当中。
It is all in the blueprints that we can find from the Bible.
我们应许是给每一个人的。
Promises is for everybody.
每个人都有份。
Everyone has a part of it.
或者你有跟别人的地方有，或者给你的地方不同，或者是有大有小。
Maybe what you received is different from what you see for other people. Somebody has bigger, somebody has smaller.
但是每个人都有。
Everyone has different promises.
上帝不偏待人。
God does not have favor on anyone.
上帝按照个人的情况来给个人最适合他的。
God, based on everyone's situation and needs to allocate.
好多时候我们所要的并不是神所认为最适合我们的。
A lot of times, what we wanted is not what God wants to give us.
我们在别人的地方，在别人的应许之地，在努力。
We worked so hard in places that was promised to other people.
别人很聪明，我也应该很聪明。
They are smart. I want to be smart too.
别人很漂亮，我也应该很漂亮。
They're handsome, and I want to be handsome.
别人会弹钢琴，我也会弹钢琴。
He knows how to play piano. I want to know that too.
很多的时候就把我们搞得很疲累。
So a lot of times we exhaust ourselves.
雅各说有这么一段话说，我虽然黑，却是秀美。
The book of Song said, "Dark am I, yet lovely."
就是告诉我们，我们有我们的优秀，别人有别人的优秀。
And this is to tell us that we have our excellence.And other people have their excellence.
我们要在上帝给我们的地方好好的经营。
We have to manage well in the area that God gives us.
神很多时候给了我们应许，给了我们有计划，但是我们并不一定知道我们有这些。
Most of the time, God gives us the plan and also the purpose, but we may not know that.
所以圣经的二十七节告诉我们，我们要去寻求，我们要揣摩上帝的心意。
And that's why verse 27 reminded us that we have to seek him and to reach out for him.
揣摩就是你思考，你去体会。
To reach out for him is to ponder and also to experience God.
我们的人生就好像是一台车里边的 GPS.
Our life is just like the GPS in our car.
里边有所有我们的道路的情况的一些信息。
It has all the information about the road condition.
我们的人生就像探索一个旅程一样。
And our life is like exploring a journey.
当我们开车的时候，那个地图不是一下子所有的东西就给你看到的。
When we drive, the GPS does not tell us everything when we started to drive.
这个地图是一步一步的显现。
The map is showing us where to go step by step.
有时候你很难预料你的下一步会发生什么事情。
Most of the time, it's so hard to predict what is going to happen next.
你认为可能下一步是个直路，但是却是个弯路。
You think it should be a straight road ahead, but then you see a curve.
有时候你会觉得我的人生走到这条路已经没有路可以走了。
Or we may feel that I'm reaching the end of the road.
但是神又开了一条笔直的道路给你走。
But then God opens a straight road ahead of you.
有时候我们的人生就好像是过山车一样，起伏不定。
Or sometimes we feel that our life is like a roller coaster that goes up and down.
我怎么能够想到我会在过了人生的大半段的时间，还会离开自己的工作出来到北美这个地方呢？
How could I have imagined that after going through over half of my life?I would leave my job and come to the north, and come to North America to work.
我在刚刚信耶稣的时候，我就心里就说，千万不要让我做一个传道人。
When I first believed in Jesus, my heart was saying that, please don't let me be a pastor.
但今天我站在台上。
But now today, I'm standing on the stage.
所以神很多的时候是一个充满着一个创意，充满着浪漫的。
So God can be very creative, and He can always also be romantic.
人生有时候我们觉得人生不可把握。
We feel that it is so hard to have a grasp on our life.
那是因为我们想把握。
And that's because we wanted to have a grasp of our life.
上帝说，你把你的人生放在我的手里，我就带你走。
But God said, you leave your life to me, I will lead you.
当我们跟随上帝的时候，你就会进入到神的一个的蓝图当中。
When we follow God, then we will be able to walk on the blueprint that God has set for us.
所以我们在世上生活，不要生活的糊里糊涂。
So when we live in the world, let's not live a confusing life.
要寻求上帝对我们的命定。
We have to seek what is God's ordination for me.
上帝寻求我们的心意。
God wants what's God's will for us.
我们现在每一天生活，我们做的决定，我们有没有问过上帝
？Every day, when we are making every decision, do we ask God?
神说你要问一问。
God said, you have to ask.
神让我们看神所看的。
God wants us to see what he sees.
当神允许了这以色列人这一块这个迦南地的时候，他们是没有真正拿到这块地的。
When God promised, the promised land, to the Israelites, they had not received that inheritance yet.
他只是告诉了他们一个范围，说这个地方是给你的，但是你要真正拿到这块地方是要有条件的。
He only described the boundary of what he will be giving the Israelites, but in order for them to actually receive it, they have to take action and walk in.
这个第一个条件是什么呢？
And what is the first condition?
你要用眼睛看。
The first condition is you have to see with your eyes.
神跟亚伯拉罕说，你从你所在的地方举目看东西南北，观看这个所有的地。
God said to Abraham, look around from where you are to the north and south and to the east and west.
凡你所看见的一切的地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever.
当这块地还没有拿到的时候，神就跟亚伯拉罕说，你要看。
Before the promise was actually given or realized for Abraham,God asked Abraham to see.
看什么？
To see what?
看神要你看的。
To see what God wants us to see.
如果没我自己没有看法，我们是不可能实现任何目标的。
If I do not have a perspective, there is no way that I can accomplish a purpose.
我们的心里没有的时候，我们是不会。拥有的。
When we do not have it in our heart, we can never receive the things in reality.
所以你先要有看法。
And that's why you have to have that vision first.
不是乱看。
And it's not like to look around randomly.
是看神让你看的。
But to see what God wants you to see.
我现在眼睛渐渐的不是很好了。
My eyes are not as good as before.
有些小的字我已经看不清楚了。
And some small words, I cannot read them at all.
我要用老花镜来了。
And I will need the help of reading glasses.
神也要通过一个的眼镜让我们能够看得清楚。
God also wanted to help us see through clearly with the glasses that he has for us.
神给我们这个眼镜就叫属灵的眼光。
And the glass from God is what we call the spiritual glass, the spiritual vision.
我们要用上帝的眼光来看什么东西是好的，什么东西是神要给我们的。
We have to see from God's perspective what is good and what is the things that God wanted to give us.
我们要看上帝认为那些宝贵的，以看重上帝的为我们看重的。
We have to see.What is precious to God, and to see what is important to God.
与神有一个一样的眼光。
To have the same vision as God.
这个叫属灵的眼光。
And this is the spiritual perspective that we need to have.
我们常常说我们要以基督的心为心，以神的眼睛来看世界。
A lot of times we said we have to have the same mindset as Jesus, and then we have to use God's eyes to see.
如果我们不知道什么叫以基督的心为心，
If we do not know what it means by having the same mindset as Jesus,
那就在我们做任何重大决定的时候，我们要尝试的来问一下自己。
Then, every time when we need to make a big decision, we have to ask ourselves,
如果是耶稣，他会怎么样选择？
What would Jesus choose in this situation?
耶稣基督会选择这个学校，这份工作，还有选择这样的做法吗？
Is Jesus going to choose this job, this school, and this approach to resolve the problem?
当我们这样去思考，当我们去问自己的时候，很多的时候我们就能够明白上帝给我们的心意。
When we continue to use this way to ask the questions and evaluate the situation, then the better that we will understand the will of God.
当我们这样思考的时候，我们就发现我们的认知跟上帝的看法是有差距的。
When we started to think this way, we find that there's a gap between my understanding and also God's understanding.
当有人得罪你的时候，你的主张是什么？
When somebody offended you, what is your spontaneous reaction?
是以牙还牙，以眼还眼，对不对？
A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye.
或者是说你走你的路，我走我的路，不再一起了。
Or you say, let's depart, you go your way, I go my way, we don't see each other anymore.
这是我们的主张对不对？
This will be our opinion.
上帝的主张是什么？
But what would God do?
放弃你自己的主张。
God would say, just let go of your own thinking.
要用爱、饶恕来原谅对方。
To forgive using your love.And using the forgiveness.
我们看到了我们的主张跟上帝的主张是不是不一样？
Can we see that our idea is very different from God's idea?
什么叫舍己？
What does it mean by denying myself?
当你的主张跟上帝的主张不一样的时候，你选择上帝的主张，这就叫舍己。
When my thinking is different from God's thinking, but I decided to go God's way,That is to deny myself.
也许我们今天不想来教会。
Maybe today we don't want to come to church.
但是你让你的心来听你的话，这就是叫舍己。
But you allow yourself to listen to your heart, and that is to deny yourself.
当我们要看上帝所看的时候，我们的内心是会有反抗的。
So sometimes when we try to see what God sees,We have some resistance in our heart.
有时候我们是不愿意看上帝所看的。
Sometimes we do not want to see what God sees.
那么看就是要调整我们跟上帝之间价值的一个差距。
And to see actually is to adjust the gap between the values that I see versus God sees.
统一我跟上帝之间的一个视角。
To keep in sync or to link.The perspectives between God and me.
所以你的心里要有眼光。
And therefore we say your heart has to have that vision.
耶稣基督说眼睛是我们身体的灯。
Jesus said the eye is the lamp of the body.
如果你的眼睛都是亮的，那么你全身都是光明的。
If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light.
如果你的眼睛都昏花了，你一生都是黑暗的。
But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness.
你的心里里头的光如果是昏花了，那么这个黑暗是有多么的大。
And if your heart is cloudy and is unhealthy and it is so frightening.
这是个比喻来的。
It is just a metaphor.
大家都玩过捉迷藏。
So we played hide and seek.
把你的眼睛蒙上，你一切都是黑的。
You cannot see anything once you have your eyes covered.
当我们属灵的眼光已经昏花，我们不能分辨什么是好，什么坏，什么是坏的时候，这是多么的可怕。
And when our heart is being blinded and cannot tell with the spiritual vision what is good and what is bad, it is actually very frightening.
别人说是好，你也认为是好；神说是好，你却不认为是好。
What others say is good, you think is good. However, what God deems good, you may not.
好东西往往都不是在起眼的地方。
A lot of times, good things cannot be found in conspicuous spaces.
石油在哪个地方
？Where can you find oil?
石油在中东的沙漠底下。
It's under the desert in Middle East.
宝石在哪里
？Where can we find gems?
宝石在非洲的山洞里边。
It's in the mountain in Africa.
耶稣基督说，天国就像是宝贝一样藏在地底下。
And Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
只有失货的人。才会懂得把所有的一切东西都变卖来换这一块地方。
And when a man found it, he sold all he had and bought the field.
天国的价值就是在他还是隐藏的时候。
The value of the heaven is when it is still being hidden.
你认识它。
You know it.
当它已经大白于天下的时候，每一个人都看见的时候，那个机会已经没有了。
If it is revealed to everyone and everyone knows that, then the opportunity is gone.
上一堂讲到，我们讲有人买错股票。
Last time I talked about how some of us might have purchased the wrong stocks.
大家都笑了。
And you laughed.
我不知道为什么他们笑。
I had no idea why you laughed.
所以我就问 Emma， 是他们笑什么
？And I asked Emma why did they laugh？
他们说应该有好多人在买股票。
And Emma said most likely it's because a lot of people purchased stocks.
因为去年的股票涨了。
And last year, the prices just surged.
但是他们发现自己买的不够多，或者是买错了。
So they might have thought that I haven't purchased enough, or probably I had purchased not the right stocks.
股票的最大的价值在什么时候
？And what is the best value for a stock?
股票的价值就是在还没有被人发现的时候，你发现了它。
And that is when the other people didn't know the value, but you do.
当好股票大家都看见的时候，那个时候是风险高的时候，你还敢买吗？
And when everybody sees that this stock is of good value, and everyone knows that, do you still dare to buy that?
你知道我们，你知道在过去的个股票当中，哪个股票是很火的？
Do you know that in the recently, what stocks performed really well?
我是一手看圣经，一手查股票。
I have Bible on my one hand, and then I also check the stock market.
现在我知道。英伟达跟特斯拉在去年的表现很好。
Now I know that Nvidia and Tesla they performed really well last year.
又翻了两倍。
Doubled in value.
大家有没有买到这个股票
？Did you buy any of those?
现在是500块钱了。
Now Nvidia is $500.
你还敢买吗
？You still dare to buy?
跌了呢。
No.
当然了。
Yeah, it will.The price will drop.
所以耶稣也会跟我们说。
And that's why Jesus also told us.
将来在天国里会发现同样的事情。
Something similar is going to happen in the heavenly kingdom in the future.
有些人在那里咬牙切齿。
Some people would have their teeth gritting.
当时我为什么没有买？或者是说我为什么没有买那么多
？Why hadn't I invested? Or why hadn't I invested more?
是同样的情况。
It's a similar situation.
属灵的人是能够看到隐藏的价值。
Spiritual people can see the hidden values.
耶稣说：“智慧之子总以智慧为事。”
Jesus said, "Wisdom is proved right by her deeds."
我们要懂得这个价值，懂得能够去选择。
We need to know the value, and we need to know how to choose.
当趁耶和华可以寻找的时候，寻找他，靠近的时候，呼求他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
在你一切的事上，你要认定他，他就必指引你的路。
In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
也许我们现在有学业或者经济各种各样的一些担心。
Maybe at this moment we have some worries about our school, our career.
我们要认准耶和华。
We have to fix our eyes on God.
什么叫有眼光
？What does it mean by having a vision or a perspective?
听从跟随就叫有眼光。
Listen and follow. This is the right perspective.
神啊，你说的都是是的，是的，阿门，我听你的。
Yes, God, what you said is right. Yes, that's right. And I am going to follow you.
这就叫有眼光。
And this is the spiritual vision.
盼望我们成为一个有智慧的人，有智慧之子。
I hope we can all be wise son with wisdom from God.
其实是上天，不是说上天堂，是炒股票比起耶稣基督的认知来说，这个简单多了。
Actually, comparing with taking part in the stock market, how to live in the heavenly path is much more easier.
上帝说你来跟从我。
God said, you have to follow me.
你就会发现上帝要给你的疆界。
Then you will find the boundary that God has set for you.
除了看，是不是就 能够拿得到呢？
So just by seeing, have you received it?
除了看，你要踏进去，这个产业才是你的。
Besides seeing, you have to take a step forward to get into it. Then the inheritance will become yours.
当摩西去世以后，上帝以跟耶稣亚这样的小谕他说
：After Moses had passed away, the Lord said to Joshua,
现在你要起来和这些百姓过约旦河那边去。到我所给以色列人那个地方去。
Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我就照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们。
I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses.
我们只是看，我们只是知道，我们没有，还是没有得到的。
We see, we know, we still have not received it.
只有你踏进里边去，你才真正得到了。
Only after we set our foot into it, then we receive it.
上帝的有一些属灵的规律跟我们的认为的东西很不一样。
A lot of times, the principles that God sees are different from what we think are right.
上帝是先有律法，然后有恩典。
And we say, first we have to have law, and then to have grace.
你要先相信才能够明白。
You have to believe before you can understand.
我们很多时候是说，我要先要明白才能够相信。
We say, we want to understand, and then I will believe.
那你就永远也不明白。
Then you will never understand.
因为上帝的法则跟你的想法是不一样的。
Because the Lord's principle is different from yours.
你要先要听从，然后才能经历。
You have to listen, you have to submit, and then you can and then you can experience.
然后也就是告诉我们，你要先要走，你才会经历。
That is to tell us that you have to walk, then you will have that experience.
上帝赐给我们的产业是我们一步一步一步走出来的。
The inheritance that God has for us, we have to walk onto it, into it, step by step.
我们要努力，我们要认真，我们要经营。
We have to be earnest, we have to be diligent, and we have to actively manage it.
这些都是只有你在你生命当中所经历过的，所走过的，这才会成为你的。
And it can only become yours only after you walked it in your life.
我们都知道我们要温柔，我们要忍耐。
We all know that we have to be gentle, we have to be patient.
我们不是知道，我们知道我们就拥有了，这是不可能的。
It doesn't mean that we know that we have these qualities.
我们都要靠着上帝，靠着圣灵的恩典来走过什么叫温柔，什么叫忍耐，什么叫致死自己的身体肉体。
We have to rely on God, rely on the Holy Spirit. Then we can actually experience what it means by patience, gentleness, and also to put to death our body.
你走过了你就得着了。
You walk through, you receive it.
上帝说你要温柔。
God said, you have to be gentle.
有没有去温柔？
What is gentleness?
当你会发现你要去温柔的时候，你就会发现你很暴躁。
When you want to be gentle, actually you feel so agitated.
你就发现你没有上帝帮助你，你是不可能温柔的。
And you find that without God's help, it is so hard for you to be gentle.
你一定要走过这样的一个生命的旅程，当你有真正温柔了，你才拥有了这个温柔的生命。
You have to actually walk that path to experience gentleness. Then you will have gentleness inside of you.
上帝也告诉约书亚带着百姓要把这个迦南地的所有的七族你都要把它除灭。
God has also told Joshua that when they enter the promised land they have to eliminate the seven tribes in Canaan.
把他们的偶像打碎，要完全的占有这个迦南美地。
They have to break down all the idols there so that they can really have the full, whole place, the complete area of Canaan.
这个表示说我们的生命当中是会有很多敌人的。
And that is telling us that we have so many enemies in our lives.
你要完全的将你生命当中的敌人赶出去。
You have to eliminate, drive away all the enemies in your life.
如果你住的房子是别人的，生活习惯也是别人的。
If the house that you're living in belongs to other people with their lifestyle,
他每一天都在搅扰你，恐吓你，欺骗你，你是享受不了这块地方的。
Every day they would harass you, they would threaten you, oppress you. There is no way that you can enjoy that place.
在我们这个人里边的那个人，如果在我们里边是没有平安的，是担心、恐惧，还有很多尊敬的。
If my inner self is full of fear, full of anger, full of all this pressure, there's no way that we can have peace.
我们是不能安然的居住在我们里边的。
There's no way that we can stay in peace inside of us.
你说要得到一个快乐，如果这些东西都在你的里边，你怎么能够快乐呢？
You say you want to be happy, but if those elements are, stayed in your heart, there's no way that you can live a happy life.
上帝说你要靠着我把这些你的这些问题从里边铲除出去。
God is telling us that we have to rely on him to drive all this fear away from us.
这些都是我们的仇敌。
These are all our enemies.
我们铲除了多少？
How many have we eliminated?
我们的问题它不会自己走掉的。
The problems themselves will not just walk away from us.
上帝说你一定要把它赶出去。
God said you have to drive them out.
这个疆界里边的所有的这些你要拥有的时候，你都要每一个都要走过。
For everything that is within the land that I promised for you, you have to walk through it step by step.
你改变了一份，你的快乐，你的喜乐就会增加一份。
When you change a piece of it, your happiness and your joy and your peace will be added piece by piece.
盼望上帝能够祝福我们。
I hope that God blesses bless every one of us.
过一个得胜的生活。
To live a victorious life.
完全拥有上帝赐给我们的这一块土地。
To completely enjoy the land that God has promised.
愿上帝赐福给大家。
May our Lord bless His words.
我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你，谢谢你自己的话。
Thank you, Lord, for the words.
因为主，你要给我们有很多人生当中很好的财富。
Because you wanted to give us a lot of the prosperous inheritance from you.
你要祝福我们的生活，你祝福我们的家庭，你祝福我们的工作。
You want to bless our life, our family, and our work.
我们想享受主耶稣你赐给我们的恩典。
We want to enjoy the grace from you, Jesus Christ.
但是你告诉我们，在我们的领地里面，在我们心里里边有很多的敌人。
But you're also telling us that there's so many enemies in our lives.
他会将我们的福乐得去，让我们的快乐拿走。
All these enemies are taking away the peace and also the blessings from you.
主啊，求主你圣灵常常的运行在我们每一位弟兄姊妹心中。
Lord, please be with us all the time.
将这些所有的忧虑烦恼，主啊，是卸给你，交给你。
We lift all our worries and all the things that bother us up to you.
当我们拿去的，你用你自己的平安、你的喜乐 来充满我们。
Please fill us with your peace and also your happiness.
我们就拥有了主耶稣你自己的产业。
And then we will be living in the inheritance.
祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Please bless every single one of us here.
打开我们的心灵。
Open our spiritual eyes and hearts.
不要封闭我们的心灵。
Not to block and shut our hearts down.
让我们能够真心的能够接待你
and use our true hearts to receive you.
祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹
Bless us here.
祷告祈求是奉主耶稣名求的
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 感谢神
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Louis and Amor. AndFirst of all, you know, welcome everyone. You know, we have worship together. I don't have any newcomers, so we can move on. So today is the last day to submit all your expense report or reimbursement to Elisa. So make sure that you give all your, you know, receipt to, you know, Elisa, you know, by today. And we have you know, Brazil, you know, a short-term mission on August 27th to September 9th. So if you have a burden, you know, pray for us first, and then we have a burden, you know, please you know, contact Bo, you know, for this Brazil trip. And you know, we also have you know, two, you know, short-term mission. The second one is the English, you know, the short-term mission. It is Ambition in Chicago. It is it's on July 17th to July 20th. So for the details, you know, we contact Ezekiel, and so the deadline for sign up is January 31st, and we have an information session on next Sunday. So it is 12:15. This is right after our service. So yeah. And they have a video for that.
Are you looking for a space to encounter Jesus and develop as a leader? Do you want to engage your church in missions and be part of impacting communities around the world?
Envision gives you and your church the opportunity to be an active part of seeing all of Jesus for all the world.
Envision identifies and develops missional leaders through short-term missions opportunities and innovative ministry strategies. Our goal is to see leaders solidify their calling to wider mission, be deeply transformed by Jesus, and develop as world-changing leaders.
Envision long-term workers serve in local communities here in the United States and around the world, while hosting short-term teams and developing leaders for mission.
Not only do we want to see kingdom impact today, but we want to be intentional about raising up leaders who will create kingdom impact for the future. We want to engage more people like you in the global work of Alliance Missions. So come, join in God's mission around the world. Let's do this together.
Okay, so really encourage you to at least, you know, attend the information session, you know, next week to learn more about it. And I think that's it. Yeah, so let's go ahead and, you know, do my closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we really thank you for today. You know, this is our the first service of the year, and we're glad that you are with us and to bless us. And we're asking you that, you know, this coming year, we really open our eyes, just like in the sermon said, you know, we open our eyes to really see there are so many things out there that are blocking our hearts, blocking our eyes. You know, we can see it clouding us. And this year that you really can open us. May your Holy Spirit be in us, every one of us, so that you lead us and guide us, so that we can really then step on the land that you promised to give us, as we can feel that your peace and comfort. Thank you, and we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And now have a wonderful week.